Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another exciting show of Ladies Get Your Prance On. And I am very, very excited today because my special guest happens to be from my area in Washington State, so I'm so excited to have her. And she's going to be talking to us about understanding our true cost in business. You know, we are supposed to be creating a business plan, and we don't really understand the importance of knowing our true cost and what we need to have the money to survive and save. And so my special guest today, Tara Moore, is going to be sharing some tips on understanding your true cost for doing business. And welcome, Tara.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so excited to have you. We've been talking about this for a few months now, and I'm so excited that the day has finally arrived. Yay!
Yay!
So, you know, I just want to jump right in here, and I was looking at your business page, More Money on Facebook, and you posted an article I found really interesting about more retirees are in debt and outliving their savings. That was a shocker.
I actually, when I read these articles, I find it kind of shocking too, but the fact that we are living so much longer these days, we're running out of our retirement savings before we even reach the near end, and the near end is actually the most expensive part. So it's really important for us to have our finances together before that.
It is. You know, and so the show that we're going to be talking about today about profit margin, because, you know, I've never even figured out or even know how to figure out what my profit margin is. And so that's my first question I'd like to ask you, is how do I figure out what my profit margin is?
So our profit margin is actually really easy to come up with. It's basically all your revenue, so all the income you have coming in, and then you're going to deduct your expenses. And so that's what your net profit is. Once it's all your revenues minus your expenses, that's your net profit. But what you're going to do is take that number and divide it by your gross revenue to figure out what your actual margin is. So you should come up, hopefully people are within the 25-30% profit margin. If you're below that, you're probably struggling really big with your company.
Okay. And so my next question is, how much are you willing to make each month? That's my next question.
Well, I think for each person, this is me personally, I know how much I want to make each month, and it's a lot. I mean, for me, I would like to have, and this is a net income, so this isn't a gross income, I would like to have a net income of at least $9,000 a month to $10,000 a month. And of course, once we start achieving that, we always want more. So it depends on how big your dreams are. And for some people, they just want a couple extra $100 a month just to help their family out. So it all depends on each person's individual business plan and what they are hoping to achieve with it.
Interesting. Well, what some of the listeners may not know is, you know, I want to kind of segue. We'll come back to this, but a lot of people may not know that you have more than one child that you're raising. And if anyone knows about finances and budgeting, Tara, it would be you. If you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners who maybe haven't had the opportunity to know who you are and a little bit about your background, would you mind sharing that?
Sure. So I'm actually a single mother with five children. One of them is my niece that I am still in the process of adopting. And then I have four biological children of my own. And yeah, it's always been important to have a really strict budget to live by, or else if we fall out of that budget, if something comes up and it's not in the budget, then it's really hard to come up with the finances for that. So it's really important, of course, to have your savings to have for that. But like a lot of people, I struggle just like everybody else trying to build up that savings, because the everyday cost of just living, it's pretty expensive, especially with 5 children.
Yeah, it's, you know, you are amazing. And, you know, I know you personally, you know, outside of Facebook, you know, and we do know each other, and we get together at some networking events. And, you know, I am just always constantly impressed. I don't know if you have yourself cloned out like, you know, like Dolly the sheep, because you just make everything happen and everything work, and you have such a positive attitude. And then you're a numbers girl on top of it. So I'm just like, I'm just totally impressed, and I'm so excited to have you today to be talking about that, because, you know, a lot of people out there, they think, Tara, that, you know, they're scared. They're scared about money. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening to this show today, and they don't even know where to start, you know, and a lot of them think they need to start off by hiring a money coach. And do you recommend for them to start out hiring a money coach? What do you suggest?
Well, so for me, since I do financial coaching as my business, I do think that having a coach, if you have bad money habits, then a financial coach is definitely a way you want to go, so that you can learn to have good money habits. But sometimes it's not just our money habits. Sometimes it's just the fact that we don't make enough money to cover all of our bills. And it doesn't mean that you've been reckless with credit cards or anything like that. Like, life happens. Sometimes we lose a great paying job and we end up with something that isn't paying us as well. Or sometimes, like when the economy tanked for a lot of us, we ended up unemployed for a couple of years or something like that. And you depleted your savings and now you're just trying to recover from that. There are so many different variables that happen in our lives, medical issues, you know, anything. And And unfortunately, we attach shame with it, and it shouldn't be a shameful thing. We should acknowledge it, embrace it, and come up with a plan to move past it. And so for me, I like to encourage people, yes, it happened, and it's not the best thing in the world, and yeah, your credit shot, or, you know, you got creditors calling you, and it's stressing you out, and that stress alone is going to end our lives a lot sooner than we want it to. So it's best to actually, you know, go head on. And if you get a money coach, they can help you look outside the box and maybe come up with a way for you to decrease your expenses by thinking outside the box and also increase your revenue a little bit. So I do think money coaches are valuable assets in our lives.
Great answer. That's a great answer. And going back to what we were talking about, profit margin and that, because I want to stay on course with the show, but I kind of go off a little bit. And as a hostess, I guess that's my prerogative, right? But I'm getting
right
back to the next question. it's how I roll, you know that. Anyway, if your current profit margin isn't working for you, how can you make adjustments to fix this problem? And that's kind of would be where I fall into this category, I believe.
So, okay, so maybe you haven't assessed your expenses accurately, so your profit margin is a lot less than what you think it is. So at the end of the month, you're like, well, I have all this money, but then you pay your taxes and you pay, you know, everything else that you're supposed to pay. If your home business and your home expenses go in that, then you need to include that in your profit margin, the percentage of what's going towards your home business. Networking expense, another big expense that we usually don't capture everything on, but it can gobble up a good chunk of your income. Your coaches, all of that stuff needs to be included so that you can actually work that in there and figure out how much you actually need to bring in for revenue to increase your profit margin and without increasing your expenses too much.
So is that something that you do, that you help people figure out what their profit margin is? And do you help them work with that and help them to readjust their profit margin?
Yeah, so what I like to teach people is basically let's figure out what their profit margin is currently. And if it's not in a healthy area, how can we improve your profit margin, and how can we, and therefore, increase your income? Because all of us want to make more money. All of us want to feel financially stable. Like I tell people, a strong foundation is what we have to build on. We can't have a crumbly foundation, or else you're just always doing patchwork, and you're not going to be able to really get ahead that way. So you really have to take it down to really building that solid financial foundation to build upon with your business in order to really have the growth and the success that you want to see.
Okay.
So what I do is I go in and I look at their – I'm sorry?
I had a little bit of trouble of breaking up on my end of the phone, so I apologize. I didn't hear the last part of your comment.
Oh, just in order to have that room for growth and to succeed, you have to have that solid financial foundation. So what I like to do is go in, see what their person's business plan is, see how it's actually in check with what they're currently doing. And if it's not there, let's work on your budget and your forecasting to figure out where we need to get your revenue in order to get to where you want to be, to see success, because I like helping people be successful.
Okay. And for people that are listening, you know, a lot of people don't have a money coach, and do you consider yourself a money coach? Because I kind of do. I know you manage money and you help people. You do small businesses that you help them with their small businesses, their taxes and stuff. But do you consider yourself a money coach in a way?
Yeah, I do. I consider myself a money coach, a financial coach. I have over 17 years of accounting experience. So I've done everything from your basic stuff to, you know, the big projection, budgeting and forecasting and stuff for very large corporations. So, I can see the small picture, and I'm able to go and see the wider picture as well, which a lot of our entrepreneurs, they have that big day in their head. They just don't know how to put it down on paper. And the numbers part, they're good with certain portions of it, but not all of it. So it's really important to have somebody that knows and understands the whole process to keep you in track. Like a lot of people, their first year of business, they don't realize that they're going to be taxed like 25% for self-employment. And that can kill a person if they haven't budgeted accordingly to it. So ending up with a great big tax bill at the end of the year after you already feel like you've paid Uncle Sam every penny that you have. So it's important to have that in there.
I have one more question. What is a business expense that, this is off the top of your head, don't you love how I throw these mystery questions out there at you? What is one expense that a woman entrepreneur, a tax write-off that she might not even be aware of? That she could be taking.
One that she might not be aware of.
It's her fault at you, Tiara.
Probably her home office. I mean, there's a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize that if they have a home office set up, that they can deduct that. So part of the electricity, phone, cable, internet, all of that stuff that goes through the office that helps her operate her office can actually be written off.
Thank you. What else would you like to share that I didn't ask you? I want to give you this opportunity to maybe share your story or something with the people that are listening today.
Well, for me, it's just, you know, I've tried a lot of different businesses, and I really thought I wanted to get, I'll be honest, I wanted to get out of the accounting field because I wanted time flexibility, and it's hard to achieve that when you're tied to a desk all the time. But then with the help of you and some other women entrepreneurs, that is my strength, and that is what a lot of people come to me asking for help with. So it is a gift that I have and that I love to share with people. And so I like helping people get their books organized, and I like doing bank reconciliations, and I like doing the big picture stuff. So I offer some bookkeeping services. I offer financial coaching for individuals, families, and small businesses. So that's kind of where my heart has led me, and that's my passion and my purpose, is to help others be successful and to finally feel safe and secure with their money.
That's great. Tara, how can people find you? What's the best way for them to reach you?
Well, I have my Facebook page, which is My More Money. And then I have a website. It's TaraMore.com, and that is still under construction, but it'll be really nice pretty soon. And they can also reach me via my email, which is moremoney@TaraMore.com, or they can also reach me by cell phone.
Wonderful. And who would you say is your ideal client? For people that are listening, who is your ideal client? I always like to ask that question.
Well, my ideal client is an entrepreneur that doesn't know what their profit margin is. That would be my ideal client.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're wonderful. You're fabulous. You know, you know your money. You've been in business, like you said, for 17 years. You've been working with money. You have 5 children, which is absolutely, absolutely incredible. Absolutely, you know, and you make it all work. You absolutely make it all work. Tara, what is, you know, I want to ask you this question as from friend to friend. What keeps you going? Do you meditate in the morning? What keeps you? I mean, you're so bubbly and you're so happy. What do you do?
Well, you know what? It's just waking up and deciding to have a positive attitude and not let the negatives in your life weigh you down, but just focus on the positive. Because there's always going to be bad things in our lives, but we can't focus on that. We need to focus on everything that's good in our life. So if I wake up and everybody's healthy and nobody's in the hospital and I have wonderful friends that I get to talk to and I have a wonderful family and a support system, I have a job that I get to go to, there's just focus on what you can be grateful for and thankful for, and it will make your days go by fast and smooth.
That's wonderful. And you do. You are just such a positive person, and I so admire you. I want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing those tips so the women entrepreneurs can have someone that they can go to and you can help hold their hand, and you don't bite either. You're wonderful. You're just such a wonderful person, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing some of your business tips for the listeners. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Any promotions or anything going on right now in your world?
You know what, Lisa? I just want to thank you for the opportunity and just tell you how blessed I am that I actually got to meet you a year ago. And I can't believe it's been a year already. But
wow.
Yeah, you are a blessing in my life. And I want to thank you so much for being there and becoming my friend, because I really cherish our friendship. So thank you.
Well, I cherish your friendship too. I mean, it's just been, I just can't believe a year has flown by, and we have lots of pictures to show too. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll definitely have you back. I'm thinking maybe in September, October, so people are, you know, maybe you can share some financial tips of saving up for the holidays so it doesn't crunch their
budget.
Absolutely. So that would
saving up for the holidays and getting ready for tax return season.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening today for another show. And we will be back next Monday. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.